Jeremiah chapter 33. Moreover, more than this, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, by saying, Thus says Yahweh, the maker of it, Yahweh who formed it, to establish it, Yahweh is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know anything about. For thus says Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Yehuda, which have been thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I have killed in my anger and in my fury, and for all those whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Understand that I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Yehuda and the captivity of Israel to return, and I will build them just like at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they had sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they had sinned and by which they had transgressed against me, and it will be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, who will hear of all the good that I will do to them, and they will fear and tremble because of all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I will procure to it. Thus says Yahweh, Again there will be heard in this place, which you say, It is desolate, without man and without beast, in the cities of Yehuda, and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast. You will hear the voice of joy, and the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of those who say, Praise Yahweh of hosts, for Yahweh is good, for his mercy is forever. And the those who shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of Yahweh. Because I will cause to return the captivity of the land, just like at the first, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Again in this place, which is desolate, without man and without beast, and in all the cities of it, will be a habitation of shepherds, causing flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, in the land of Benjamin, and in the places around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Yehuda, will the flocks pass again under the hands of he who counts them, says Yahweh. Understand that the days come, says Yahweh, that I will perform that good thing which I promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Yehuda. In those days, and at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up to David, and he will execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days will Yehuda be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell safely, and this is the name by which she shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness. For thus says Yahweh, David will never lack for a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither will the priests of the Levites want lack a man before me to offer burnt offerings, and to kindle meat offerings, and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying this, Thus says Yahweh, If you can break my covenant of the day, and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, so that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. Just as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites who minister to me. And moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying this, Do you not consider what this people have spoken by saying, The two families which Yahweh has chosen, he has even thrown them off? Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Well, thus says Yahweh, If my covenant is not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will throw away the descendants of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his descendants to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. End of chapter.